We'll start the laws of Tisha B'Av, and I guess we'll begin with the laws of the week of Tisha B'Av, which is in the 96th chapter, the 13th halacha, Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av. That's from this coming Motzei Shabbat until after the fast. And it doesn't matter which day of the week Tisha B'Av falls on, these laws apply that week.
Unless Tisha B'Av falls on Yom Kippur, in which case...
Even so, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, so then the whole week has a din of...
No.
Up until after the fast. The week of Tisha B'Av, and for us Ashkenazim, from now, the week of means from Matzei Shabbos till after the fast. So the week of Tisha B'Av, and for us Ashkenazim, from Rosh Chodesh, we don't do laundry, even if it's clothing that we won't wear now. We don't do laundry on from now on, from Rosh Chodesh onward. If someone got his clothing stained, if you have only one shirt and your son vomited on that shirt, so that's not a matter of laundry, that's cleaning off the filth. So that's permissible. Same thing if you have clothing that got stained and you want to clean it off, you could clean it off. We don't wear clothing that are freshly laundered. So what people often do is they'll wear their shirt for 15, 20 minutes till it's not fresh anymore. You sweat a little bit in it. Maybe in today's weather it's enough to wear it for 5 minutes and it won't be fresh anymore. But after the clothing aren't fresh, then you could wear it between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av. If you did not do this, if you have freshly laundered clothing and you have nothing to wear, you didn't prepare, so next year prepare. What I do is the Shabbos beforehand, meaning yesterday, every 20 minutes I switch shirts, so I enjoy Shabbos more, because I have fresh shirts. Before Shacharis I'll wear a fresh shirt. When I come home from Shacharis I'll wear another shirt. When I get up from the nap I'll wear another shirt. When I get back from Mincha I'll wear a third shirt. Every time I come back home I switch shirts, which is enjoyable to me. Why not wear a fresh shirt each time? And then the shirts get real used. They get a half hour, an hour, 2 hours used. And then they're not fresh for the 9 days. And I also do it in a way that I get to enjoy Shabbos. Now, some weeks, Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, let's say. So then, even if you forgot to prepare before Rosh Chodesh, I'll get to you in a second. Even if you forgot to prepare before Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, you could prepare most of the shirts. Because you only have 3 days between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. This year, that doesn't work. You have the whole week before Shabbos. Okay, so then if you didn't wear your clothing beforehand, what you could do is, like, when your feet are relatively clean, you could put down the clothing on the floor and step on them. You could do something to soil them a little bit, so then they're not like freshly laundered clothing. You don't have to... Okay, I don't know if that really works. I mean, I guess it depends on how many layers you have, you know. If you have, like, you're going to take 10 shirts and 10 pants and... And the after the second layer, none of them are affected by it, and I'm not sure. Okay, fine. Okay, so we don't even use freshly laundered towels or blankets, linens. There are exceptions if they are necessary. We'll get them in a second. Yes. So we don't usually do any laundry if it's not necessary during the 9 days, Ashkenazim, but you could wear freshly laundered underwear and undershirts and socks, because those are called bigdei ze'ah, clothing that come in direct contact with the sweat. Those are clothing that you wear really not as clothing, but as to absorb the sweat. So a person could wear freshly laundered underwear and undershirt and socks, that's okay. But we don't usually launder them during the 9 days. If a person has an issue for whatever reason, he has two pairs, and if he's going to wear those same two pairs, he's going to have all kinds of growths. So then let him ask his local Orthodox rabbi. But ordinarily, we don't do that either. If you have children and they keep soiling their clothing, so that's a different story. But for adults, usually we don't. Okay, yes. Okay. What about Sephardic?
You said the
Ashkenazim do this from Rosh Chodesh, from tonight onwards. Sephardim do it from the week of Tisha B'Av, meaning they only do it next week.
Right,
Right, correct.
They don't do anything.
Look at that. In a month, they'll be suffering. In a month, they'll be waking up every morning to say slichos. 1 month. They get up. Depends on what kind of spardim. The ancient custom of the spardim was to get up before nates, right? To get up really early. It's more like 4:30. So if you guys want the spardim to suffer for whatever reason, religiously, maybe that'll date your need to see them also in morning. Okay, excuse the pun. We don't launder children's clothing unless it's necessary, and usually it's necessary. I mean, most kids don't have enough clothing to last them 9 days. Of course, we don't take haircuts. We don't do that from Shivas or Batamas, us Ashkenazim. The questions really arise in situations for you guys when you're dating, and that depends on a lot of factors, so we can't go into that, but if a person is dating and he feels that keeping these halachot might really alter the date, so then he should consult with his local Orthodox rabbi, because that's considered dealing with a mitzvah. Dating is a mitzvah, right? You're trying to get married. And if, let's say, a guy says, you know, in yeshiva, I could go by 5 days without showering and no one will know the difference. But if I show up to a date after 5 days that I haven't showered, she'll know the difference. So that's a good reason to take a shower. We don't wear fancy clothing. Even on Shabbos, the ancient custom was that they wouldn't wear their Shabbos suit. They'd wear their weekday suit for Shabbos. Today, we don't do that anymore. We do wear our Shabbos suit. But if a person has to go on a date and his weekday suit doesn't look so good, so then if it's not going to be good for the date, you know, he's going to show up not looking so hot, and he feels that's going to affect his date. So that might also be a good reason why a person should wear his Shabbos suit to the date. I'm saying in all these halachot, we have to know that there can be circumstances where we'll find leniencies depending on the need. So if there's a need, consult with your local Orthodox rabbi. Yeah.
So like, wouldn't the women be going out with expecting us to come unshaven and not so presentable because of the time period? Or do they?
It depends on who you're dating. And, you know, sometimes certain things can be swallowed and other things can be rationalized but can't be swallowed. I don't think a person should show up to the date without showering. I don't think so. You know, so shaving, if one is an Ashkenazi, we generally do not apply any leniencies to that. If one is fearing that he's going to lose his job or something like that, let him consult with his local Orthodox rabbi. Spardim. One second. See, I don't remember. So Spardim, I think, only have the custom the week of Tisha B'Av. I think that's the meaning of the Spardim. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Is someone allowed to shower if it's not for aesthetic reasons? If it's, for instance, after a workout?
If a person is all sweaty and they feel dirty or stinky, so then a person could shower, but a person should take the shower in a less pleasurable fashion. Don't take a nice hot shower. Take a cooler shower where it's not a pleasure, it's just cleaning yourself. In today's heat, you know, most people, I think, I don't know. I was surprised to hear that some people still shower only once a week. But I think the majority of people in this type of heat are showering, if not every day, every second day, just because otherwise they wouldn't feel clean, or no one around them would feel they were clean. So I think that the halacha says that the idea of showering is, you know, showering for pleasure you can't do, but cleaning yourself from dirt, cleaning yourself because you're filthy, so that's okay. But even then, don't do it in a way that's pleasurable.
So if
I'm with you.
So if in my case, pleasure is like a 15-minute shower, like if I turn to 5 minutes, even with hot water, that will not be pleasure, right?
No.
Because the length of shower is the main issue, not the temperature. Well, temperature.
You could
warm. I don't know. You're Sephardi anyways, no?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
It was not supposed to be because you shower in cold water.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been Sephardi.
In hot countries, they normally prefer cold showers.
In
they
theory.
Go to the Philippines or Thailand, they don't want a hot shower.
Okay. So do it in a way that's, I don't know. I don't know. Chaim, you want something?
No, I have the same question.
I don't know. Swimming, we don't go swimming, right? We try to stay away from dangerous things. We don't go boating. We try to avoid flying or anything that might be dangerous. And we try to avoid big business deals or any big thing in our life. We say this time is a period that we see in our history is a bad time for us. Bad things happen to us throughout our history. So we try to avoid big deals. Now, let's say you're dating a girl and you think you should get engaged to her. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Chazal say, even on Tisha B'Av, if you think she's Mrs. Wright, don't wait. Because who knows, maybe someone else will grab her. So even on Tisha B'Av, we say, close the deal. If you've decided, it's a done deal. But once you've decided it's a done deal, we don't wait a day. Some girls are uncomfortable dating during the 9 days. Fine, I don't think there's a halachic basis for it, but we could respect people's feelings even if we can't find it written anywhere. So, okay, you might want to point out there that Ben Azmanim isn't that long, and these days might be worth taking advantage of, but at the end of the day, there are a lot of girls who are uncomfortable dating during this period, which I think is, teach his own. Okay, we'll pick up next time.